Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
The Disney vs. Disney Debates podcast is all about finding the answer to one simple question. What is the best Disney movie of all time? Maybe the question isn't that simple. So join us every Saturday as hosts from all across That's Not Canon fight for their movies in one-on-one debates moderated by me, Zane C. Weber, in order to decide once and for all which of Disney's beloved classics or recent hits will take the crown.
Mine.
Save it for the show. Available now on Spotify, iTunes, and wherever you find podcasts.
That's Not Canon Productions podcast.
And where are you now?
On the Titan of Earth.
Flying to the moon on a lovely cloud made of marshmallows.
Greetings and welcome to the seventh episode of the third season of Law and Disorder, a fifth edition Dungeons and Dragons podcast. I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane C. Weber, and here's a recap on what's happened so far this season.
After touching down on the moon, our heroes must set out to fetch an integral part for their titan, and in doing so, kicked up a nest of alien beasts. Now they are trying to survive as this swarm descends upon them, having little preparation time, and having made a few new friends in the moon residence. Now our heroes must do what they can to survive this unknown threat in this unknown place. So let's join them now and see how they do.
And that's what happened last time on Law and Disorder. If you want to help this podcast out, the easiest way for you to do that is to give us a rating and a review on your podcatcher, be it Apple iTunes or Stitcher or Podbean. Any of those would give us a lot of help. Also, you can follow us on Facebook and like us on Twitter. And now it is time to get on with the game. This is Law and Disorder, and I'm your Dungeon Master, Zane Z. Weber. With me to play the game at the table are...
Jack playing Dashbold.
Sebastian playing Jim.
Isaac still playing Melina.
Miranda playing Gwen.
And Nick playing Black Patty.
Where do we leave off, everyone?
Miranda made a face at me when I said my name, and I don't like it.
It's
I smiled. I thought it was cute that you called yourself Jim.
You look like you ate a lemon.
It's my turn to die.
No.
Wait, what? Why?
You got way too much HP.
What did I miss last session that it's M's turn to die?
Why is it M's
turn? Don't you remember that whole session we had where we all party wiped?
No.
You are having memory problems, Jim.
What's happening?
But why specifically
Have you just forgotten the entire last session?
No, but why?
I thought we won and we're heading home. Did we not get that far?
No, remember, we're back at your house in Unthalas.
In the stone house.
And then they all came in and just murdered us all.
Who's they?
We don't know.
Oh, that sounds like them.
Yeah, it sounds like them.
Okay. So what actually happened is...
Cat bugs. again.
They attacked Paddy. He ran away. They attacked James. They were fended off by M's wizardry.
Mm.
Then Gwen with the chime arrived, and then James threw the chime.
I handed it politely to the city leader. Elder?
Okay.
Village elder.
Nerun, never the city leader. Oh, just an adult.
I handed it to an adult.
We've been over this. The parents are all equal. There's no leader among them.
I think if you listen back throughout this entire podcast history, you will hear me say the words, I need an adult, hundreds of times. And I finally found one and did the right thing. So I want some thank yous and some credit for this.
Sure, right? You can have an inspiration.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I just meant like, oh, I'll take it. I'm not going to argue that. I just meant like, I want some happiness from the team.
I'm always happy.
You suck.
So yeah.
Towards me. Happiness
I'm
towards
happy
me.
For you, Jim.
And as the chime runs away with Nerun.
I want to run after him.
Well, unfortunately, it's not your initiative.
But I was next
on the
initiative.
Oh, we're still in initiative?
It's... Yeah.
It was Nerun's initiative.
The fight is still happening.
We never stop an episode in the middle of initiative. Well,
we have before, and we just did then.
It went this guy, and then I was next.
No, and then Nerun's
NPC. But unfortunately, the bugs have readied a lot of actions that need to be resolved.
Damn bugs.
I would just like to point out that I am dodging.
Are you?
Yes, I'm very certain.
He's always
your face leads me to believe that you're not very certain.
No, I'm definitely certain.
It's like, if I think I can get away with this.
No, it just sounds like something I'd do.
Him doing this is very roguey. I would just let him have it.
You can definitely
dodge.
Oh,
good.
Be dodging. So what we're going to do is I'm going to roll a d10.
Can I be dodged?
That's how many attacks we're each going to take.
For each of you, that's going to be how many bugs are going to be on you.
Even if we're with the guy? Because I was with Nerun.
Nerun's running away.
I literally went with him.
You don't have enough speed to go with him.
Why is he so fast?
He's a rabbit.
I thought
it was literally dashing. I'm very curious why he's so fast. Yeah.
Oh, did you dash?
Yeah, like I literally handed it to him and then used all my movement to go with him.
You're going with him.
Yeah, so I was like, I thought I was like hand in hand with my adult friend.
Zero bugs? 0 out of 10 bugs.
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
That's not how zero works.
For each of you, I rolled a d10. I rolled 2 10s, a 9, and a 3.
I'll take the 3.
So that's two zeros, a 9, and a 3. I think for the purposes of this.
My 10 bucks. It's so funny. Like, this logistically, it can't work because I'll just be hitting each other.
No. Think of a 5-foot cube.
Yep.
Fill it with bugs.
Oh, shit, there's 9 around.
And then over the top as well.
And then one from underneath.
Oh, no. The cat bug's doing your signature move, Jim.
The dicks at the pace of a normal human.
Oh, that's great.
So, okay, first 10.
A 10, a 10, a 9, and a 3.
Yes.
Do we get to choose who's taking what?
No, it's 10, 3, 10, 9. 10 on Dashbold and Ducklord.
Okay, so I get 5. 3 Ducklord
on M.
5.
10 on Gwen, 9 on Black
Panther. The idea of me being the last one standing and I can't do anything.
My
it's
AC
beautiful.
Is 18. So, good fucking luck.
Two hits.
Ducklord will take that.
Don't worry, Ducklord's going to be getting hit instead of you, because that's how that spell works.
What spell?
Fine Steed and another crit.
I'm going to be falling to the ground in a second.
How many hit points does Ducklord have?
Enough.
He is an Allosaurus, I think. Or
remember
Gabrox
back
or something.
Like 17 sessions.
I'm going to say he's 46.
Before
yeah, it's
this
about that.
Particular hell began. And we were at the, we had a little piece of shiny and we took it back to the robot and we were like, yeah, take this. And oh gosh, better go save those idiots who wandered off into a field.
Yeah, we should have just left them.
Remember that? Did we have a long rest then? By any chance?
Oh, absolutely.
Did we have a short rest?
Yeah, no rest.
Did we rest at all?
Nope.
I tried to let you guys rest, and you guys yelled at me for being inconsiderate. Remember, like, hey, let's sit down and have some food and chill out. And you're like, no, let's go right here, right now.
I have no memory of that. Convenient.
It's the only reason I brought food. I have everyone's food on me. So I was like, let me be useful. Let's all sit down and have a picnic. Fuck you, Jim. Oh, okay. I guess we won't have a rest.
We did come to rescue you, though.
86 points of slashing damage.
You nearly killed him twice.
Subtract Dark Lord. Take the rest from yourself.
I want to fight that in court.
All right. I'm the court.
Damn it.
Motion stands.
Okay. Subtracting my spleen.
M, what is your AC?
12.
12?
Yes.
Are you, like, naked?
No, I'm wearing cloth.
Yeah, wearing a robe. A bathrobe.
I am a spy, not Ponce.
Actually, would a bathrobe offer more protection because of its thickness?
I feel like less because you might step on it and trip, so your dexterity goes down.
41 points of slashing damage.
I'm down. I was very wounded from the last fight already.
All right.
Ben, what's your AC?
I'll get you.
179.
It's like 20, isn't it?
22.
Yeah.
I'm sure I have some abilities, though. I can add things to that. I can do it.
You can shield.
Yeah.
Which give you plus 5 to your AC.
Isn't that only for things?
No. It's a spell. So you can use your reaction to cast shield, which adds plus 5 until the end of your turn. Well, until the beginning of your next turn.
That seems like a good time to do that.
Okay, 27. Is one hit.
Jeez, man.
That's two more hits and a crit.
Roll for me,
I legit could have actually been completely just one off killed by this.
There is a possibility that I might just outright die.
Yeah. Any attacks on you?
I'll keep it secret.
But you're dodging anyway, so they're disadvantaged on all his rolls.
Yeah, but like that fucking matters.
Well, comparatively to these guys, though.
Yeah, he rolls like 8 crits and he's fucked.
That's true. Can't wait.
It's 68 points of slashing damage on Gwen.
How, though, could it not be? is that an option?
You could have a higher AC.
Yeah. I don't know if you can get much higher than 27 at this current point in time.
You know what you need to do? You need to dual-wield shields.
Just shields. All shields, all the time. So Gwen's lying down on the ground having a little nap while
little
she
dirt nap.
Bleeds to death.
Okay.
Are you actually down?
Huh?
Are you actually down?
Yep.
She took a that lot
really
of hits.
Happens
I
to
only
Gwen.
Had 44 hit points.
I'm just...
After the last bug...
Interesting. I've never seen. I mean,
these things.
Have.
These
this
things
might be the
aren't
first
particularly
time.
Strong.
Is this the first time Gwen's gone unconscious?
Second. It must be second.
No, I think you were unconscious with the dragon as well.
No.
The silver dragon.
No. Pretty sure I killed that in one hit.
Yeah. After you got back up, I think Dashbolt got you back up and you killed it.
Yeah. After I pulverized it.
Okay.
Black Patty.
17.
17. All right. I have to roll these at disadvantage.
This is taking a long time.
I'm really glad I didn't die because I have a spell getting
one.
You're not going to have hit
two,
points. It's like one hit point. Yeah. Okay, you might have 4 hit points.
3.
Gwen was just 4, standing there. And suddenly 10 5 just fucked her up. And then I imagine like they just leave and she's just on the ground like a leg twisted.
6. 6 hits. No crits, though.
I might live, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be standing.
What's your hit point pool currently?
Oh, look. If he does minimum damage, I'm still going down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-oh. If the number's big enough, I might just die to massive damage.
That's double what you've got left, right?
No. That's my maximum. That's what I have right now.
Yeah. But to die,
I have to
outright.
Get that
you have
plus
to get,
my...
Yeah.
So you're taking 39 points of slashing damage.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I'm just unconscious.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. I only need... No, that's how much damage I've taken. I only have 15 hit points remaining.
Okay, you're doing that differently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do it very well.
So wait, just to clarify, all three of you went down?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Loosens
Look
collar.
Who needs an adult now.
Still me.
Don't worry, Dashbolt's up.
I only needed 79 to die from massive damage. Oof. And with 9 bugs, that was possible.
That's possible. That was very possible. If I just rolled high, I rolled average.
That was just a bit of a sweaty moment.
It is now M's turn to roll a death saving throw.
10.
That is a failure. Is it?
10 and upwards, isn't it?
Sure. 10 and upwards.
Pretty sure it's 10 and upwards.
Done.
Gwen.
What do I add to it?
Nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
You just roll and hope you roll high.
It's not a skill. Your body's just
trying to...
I rolled
a 9.
Well, that's a fail.
So I put a little mark on this death saves failure right there.
Success.
It's 10 or better.
19.
Then.
That's nice. So it is weighted so you have more chance of passing.
Yeah, they don't want you to die. That's why they give you death saving.
Pretty hard to die.
10 or above you need. Yeah. No modifiers.
Right now, everyone who's conscious.
Who's that?
James and Dashball. Hears a ringing that just intensifies and intensifies and intensifies until it's almost unbearable. And then it just kind of drops right back down. And the bugs are just swarming at about 300 feet in a dome. And there's no physical barrier. They just kind of, as soon as someone, one of them darts into it, they just kind of like freak out a bit and zoom away.
Okay.
What do you do?
How much longer until they're gone? I assume I can't hear properly because of all the dinging and my ears probably hurt.
No, you can definitely hear it. So all he's done is he's rung this chime against this this ring of stone that surrounds the fountain that you saw before. And that has kind of reverberated amongst the pillars. And that has caused this field to be generated.
So how long until they go away now?
Thank you, I don't know, thank you. We have to wait, thank you.
All right, who is the closest party member to me that is down?
M.
Good, I'll go check on M. Maybe.
Well, Dashboth, right, yeah.
I'm about that, I'm just going to get everyone up.
Oh, I'll still check, I'm not going to help. I'm just going to be like, oh.
Yeah.
Do you want to look like everyone
pockets? Is very beaten up. Like, just cuts everywhere, bloody, gross.
One of my organs is literally hanging out of a gash in my stomach, and I just, like, tuck it back in.
That doesn't sound like something that James or Jim would do.
This is like some Saving Private Ryan on the beach shit.
Jim, if you come here, embrace the song, you'll be healed.
Embrace the song, James.
Embrace the song.
Yeah, James.
What?
1d8.
Oh, my healing. Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you. But yeah, I'll just go, I'm just going to check on M. Because I was traveling with her to see if she's all good. I'll take that 5 that Jack just rolled for me.
Excellent. So this song heals you up to full.
Everyone?
Yeah, it's the power of the lute.
Oh, they have to use a bonus action to do it.
Oh, well, then they have to be conscious to
do it. Don't want
to
make my lute too overpowered.
No, well, they have to be conscious to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
so I'm healed up to full, though.
Yes.
Oh, so I'll cast.
Oh, that's
nice. Like priorities.
I didn't realize we're out of initiative. I'll cast mass healing words, so everyone gets just roll 1d4 and then plus add 4 to it. My ability modifier.
But you just keep playing the song anyway for them.
Yeah.
Oh well then.
And then you play the song and we go up to 4.
I don't stop until my fingers go off. And I just heal the fingers.
Man, ladies must love you.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh. Is anyone gone? Dead?
No.
Everyone's alive.
Brilliant.
You effectively shielded them with your bodies.
Well.
Because they were hidden behind a wall.
I was behind the wall with them.
Yes.
With them.
Yes.
This shit is dangerous. And I just like nudge Am and like look up like, look at that. It's crazy. You're gonna all moons are like this?
Maybe. Hopefully not.
Yeah.
I mean, it wouldn't really matter if we're back home because we wouldn't be on the moon.
Yeah. I'm going to go up to the adult in the middle and be like, sorry about your sheep.
All the adults?
Just the one that I know.
Nirburn?
Yeah.
Wait, can you even spot the difference?
He's got the stick of destiny.
I'd like to go around healing any villagers that are injured, if any.
Sure, some of them have scrapes and bruises.
Sure, I'll do that. And reviving if any of them are unconscious.
None of them got attacked.
Okay, good.
Like you did. Says, what did you say?
Sorry about your sheep.
Thank you. They will come back. Thank you.
Thank you. What did you say? Thank you.
So, we'll just wait until that's gone. And
thank you. You won't be able to leave until they come. Thank you.
So this happened a lot?
Thank you. Not if we don't go into the mountain. Thank you.
Yeah. You probably should avoid that in the future.
That's good advice.
Yeah. I haven't been to the mountain personally, so I wouldn't.
Thank you. I must tend to the sheep now. Thank you.
Yeah. Just going to step back and wait in the corner of silence.
So the parents split up and they each take a child with them. And they either go to a sheep carcass or one of the monster carcasses and they start harvesting. They very kind of meticulously take it apart piece by piece. From the sheep, they take a sort of pale blue looking organ and they seem to be collecting these in baskets. From the cat bugs, they take all of the internal bones and they start fashioning them into what look to be pipes or perhaps like a flute. And then a group of them go out and around the outskirts of the village, they bury the blue organs that they harvested from the sheep in the ground in fairly regular intervals. And then it is time to rest.
Yep.
There is no sunset here.
I'll play on the moon. Rest.
Is there a moon set? Because we're on the moon. Would there be an earth set?
The earth sets, yes.
It's beautiful.
Is it on fire?
No.
I feel like it should be.
You just see souls streaming up into a sort of glowing sphere, the size of the sun. That's normal.
It's beautiful.
I can't remember when that wasn't there anymore, to be honest.
Well, guess it's time for sleep.
Yep, song of rest.
And by sleep, I mean not sleep, because I haven't slept in so long.
You're going to sleep. I'm going to put you to sleep.
I don't think massage you can you. Put me to
I'm
sleep.
I'm going to play some music.
Isvin kind of follows him around a little bit.
Wait, I'm not going to massage you. That'd be weird.
What?
Never mind.
You all have a long rest.
Brilliant.
The villages split up again. Children, a child and a parent. And they don't seem to be within the same pairs that they were before. And they split up in one pair per hut or lean-to. And they just lie down on the ground and that's where they rest.
Mm. You all get 11 temp HP.
I'll take that.
Love that.
Only 11?
Yes, only 11.
I think it was 12 last time.
Is it?
What level are
it
you?
It was 12 last time, yeah.
Yes, you're correct.
Yay!
Is it 12? Do I win?
Yes, I'm.
Yes.
I'm very good at math.
The buzzing doesn't stop.
Can we see the Titan from here?
No.
Have we felt large rumblings in the ground?
Nope.
So it's next morning and they're still above us.
By next morning, you mean after your rest? Yes.
Wow, this sucks.
I'd like to, in the middle of the night, I'd like to send Nobby, make him go invisible, and send him back to the Titan.
Okay. Makes it about 100, 150 feet outside the zone of safety before he's eaten.
Oh, no.
Can I find someone? Is Benningay. Thank you. How do we get rid of these creatures? Thank you.
Thank you. The chime drives them away. Thank you.
Thank you. They're not leaving, though. Thank you.
Thank you. They will come eventually. Thank you.
Thank you. What do you mean they will come? Thank you.
Thank you. The creatures will stop being angry and trying to eat us. Thank you.
But how long? Like now, tomorrow, next tomorrow?
Thank you. What is tomorrow? Thank you.
The next time you wake up.
Yeah, how many sleeps until they get out of here normally?
Thank you. A few. Thank
Balls.
You.
Okay.
You've teleported back, right? Dimension door? 500 feet.
We got dimension door.
Oh, I have 500. I have that too.
It's a few miles away.
Hello. Oh, well. The Titan will be done in a few hours, 24 hours. I can just cast sending to Ganon.
Hang on. The Titan will be done. So you got the stone thing back.
Yeah, of course.
And it's going to be finished soon.
Presumably.
I don't think you can wait here.
I'll just cast sending to Pan and let her know where we are and what's happening.
Do you need reinforcements, Pan?
Yes, we'd like pickup.
You're casting it again.
Yeah, we would like pickup.
I can send Cornell and Molo.
Can you send the Titan yet?
No, we are still not mobile.
I'm out of spell slot.
I feel like sending both of them will get them killed.
Yeah.
Send Molo. Some part of the back of Jim's brain.
Hopefully she gets the idea that she should just send the thing.
I don't think she'll send our NPCs to die.
No, I didn't say yes.
Oh, maybe Betty will come.
I didn't say yes.
Oh. She'll make it.
Well, yeah.
It seems like we're stuck here, so let's make the best of a bad situation. And I teach them the wonders of mixed martial arts. No.
Do you know any mixed martial arts?
I've thrown a punch in my life and then I kick one of them in the balls.
You find out they have no balls.
So I kill them all. No, I'm just gonna chill out, you know, have a good time. Try to, over the course of a series of dinners and meals, find myself migrating back over to the adult table, you know, just little goals that I can take on board for my time with these people.
Yeah, well, I'll try to start, you know, having dinner parties with them. And
you find that the parents don't really eat together. The children all do. They all sit around the tables that you are sitting at and they all eat at the same time. The parents just eat as they go about their business, or they eat after they all break up for the evening. A lot of the time is spent making music and singing.
With Dashbold?
Well, no, not with Dashbold, because a lot of their music seems to be only in their heads and you can just barely make it out.
I'm going to try to do that with Nobby's psychic thing. I'm going to try making music.
Sure.
How dare you have enjoyment of the
I'll
privacy of
my
your
time
own mind.
So, I'm going to tap into that shit. I'm going to crack their little...
So since I'm the only adult radio here, yeah. Can I go try and learn their history? Just ask them and
sure.
They'll tell me?
You can. All of them are very willing to give you anything that you want, food or any of the like harvested parts, like... They're not withholding at all.
Do we have a sheep?
Do they know anything about...
The sheep are all dead.
The Lady of Doom. I want to know everything they know about the city and the Lady of Doom and all that.
Okay. Roll me a persuasion.
Ooh, yeah.
24.
So over the time that you spend with them, you ask... fairly innocuous questions, and then you kind of get back into the history and you find that they speak of the Lady of Doom or Lady of the Moon very glowingly. She is the one who trained the creatures to run away from the Chime, which basically saved this particular village that has been here for thousands of years. They also credit her with saving their civilization, because they're not an ambitious people and they were slowly in decline, but only when she came and protected them and gave them certain thoughts about how to exist in perpetuity would they continue. They are almost strictly telepathic. The Lady of Doom, after she killed Saloon, she's the one who's insisted that they learn common, and there are a number of strange creatures, earth creatures, that have come through and they give them hospitality on her command. That's why they exist, to help people as they pass through. They tell you that the creatures get their color from the things that they eat. Everything around is very pale. All the colourful ones are because they eat the strangers. Whatever colour they eat, they will become. So the green and blue ones, the vibrant orange ones, none of those colours exist naturally on the moon. They come from the strangers that the Lady of Doom brings here. That's kind of what they tell you. That's their experience with the Lady of Doom.
Hmm, interesting.
And that there are villages like theirs scattered around the northern hemisphere, around the sunlit side of the moon. But when you get closer to Kandera, they will be fewer and further between, because that's where the Guardians stand.
Have they ever met her?
Not in living memory, no. they live for about 40, 50 years before they are reborn.
Okay. I thank you then.
At the end of 2 days, the bugs seem to be calming down and the first sheep wanders through the village and it stands at about knee height and it just kind of toddles through. And some of you maybe just see that where they planted these blue organs, these little sheep are popping up out of the ground and just walking away.
Gross.
And they are exactly what James said. They are a warning. They're around to distract the creatures long enough to ring the chime.
Gross. I'd like to take this time of forced social interaction to learn more about my friends.
Please, ask them each a question, Jim.
Wonderful. Why are you so angry? He asks Black Patty. You seem a lot more cross than everyone else. Do you not like the moon? I could understand if you didn't.
I liked you a lot better when you were useful.
I'll try not to take that to heart. And you,
by the way, would you like that, a drink?
I'm fine, thank
that
you.
Dating game, you know, where like, yeah, you're I'm sitting on which a one stool to call and there's a little screen and then the four of us on
contestant chair. Number one.
Yeah.
Gwen, so your husband's a ghost boy. How's that? Is that ideal?
It's not ideal, James. It's not ideal at all.
Okay. Well, maybe you should tell him that.
M,
it was really nice getting to know you until the attack happened, and then that was bad. I think we can both agree being attacked is a bad thing.
Yes, that's why I got them off of you.
Oh, no, I appreciate that. Thank you, by the way. I did not like being attacked.
Well, I don't like you getting attacked.
Well, then I guess we're going to be good friends.
Dashbolt. You didn't actually ask her a question.
Oh, hey, wasn't not going into the mountains a good idea?
Yes, that was a brilliant idea.
That's what I thought. Hey, Dash Bold, your music is good. What is your favorite instrument?
I like the lute. as you can tell, I just smile at you really warmly. And I say, you know, I think he would have wanted you to have these. And I pull out of my bag, like, a pristine change of clothes for you. Like, they're your clothes.
Am I wearing, like, filthy clothes right now that I should know about?
You've been wearing the same robe, the one robe that you've been wearing the whole time.
I'm wearing a robe at the moment. Mm. Are these like regular people clothes that he's handing me? Like common?
They're wizard clothes.
I
just want you to know that.
I should probably get new non-wizard clothes. I'm kind of setting an expectation here that I cannot
James, meet. James, the person you used to be used to carry clothes like these around for me. And I just want you to have these and we can just. This is good meeting you. Good hanging out with you now.
Thanks. Yeah. I'll take the clothes and go get changed.
See you, Jim.
And just, like, fuck off these horrible filth clothes that I have on now. Because there's no possible way of cleaning them.
I mean, you don't have any clothes for me.
I mean,
on
only
you,
two
do you?
People. Three people have prestidigitation.
No possible way of cleaning these clothes. I'm now in some sort of heavy rotation.
I didn't
want
to invade his personal space by prestidigitating him or doing anything because he seems a bit jumpy.
And then when we get into a big social interaction, I'm like, so, Lady of Doom, that's an exciting name. Who thought that was a good idea to team up with a person named the Lady of Doom? Who do I write my letter to?
Yourself.
Oh, okay. No, I already disagree with it, though. So I know that I don't need to write that letter.
I think she sounds all right.
I think we should discuss these matters when we return to our home.
Speaking of which, here. Living in a giant robot, whose idea was that as well? Who gets that letter?
Oh, I think that was you.
Also you.
Yeah, that was also you.
Yep.
Good to know where I stand.
Yeah, you were really keen about that. You had so many plans. Don't read your journal.
I'm struggling to think of a part of this whole situation that wasn't instigated by you.
Okay, if you could be more detailed, I'd love to hear it because I have no idea what you're talking about.
Once
please,
upon a time.
Regale me with this tale of how I put us onto the moon before.
Gwen bursts into a 6-hour tirade on exactly how James has messed up every step along the way and how her life is worse because of her involvement with him. 6 hours later,
it used to be
she
funny
takes a
when
breath.
You would just like take all your clothes off and pretend that you were invisible when you weren't. Like that sort of shit used to be funny when you were grasping hand people's balls and that was hilarious. And then it just kept getting, like, higher stakes and worse. It was worse. It was worse.
I still hear ball bearings when I fall asleep.
Oh, yeah. Does someone tell them the ball bearing story? Because that's great.
Yeah. My kids can tell you the ball bearing story.
Well,
they probably have several times.
I mean, I used to live in the country, and things were a lot... They were pretty simple there. I'm not pointing fingers, but I guess the big city can real change people,
We're pointing fingers at you,
specifically. And I'm kind of like, oh, but look at that city. Maybe that was... I don't know. Sorry if I've offended any of you then. I mean, I'm sorry tangentially. Like, I didn't do it, but I can appreciate that you think I did, and for that I'm sorry.
If it's any consolation, Jimmy Jam, I'm actually mad at you now.
That's a shit little advantage, to be honest.
I'm not mad at the James that was. I was with you all the way. And now you've done a 180, so if I'm a little stoushed.
Well, if there's an issue, I would love to have an open dialogue about that to see how we can resolve
that. Just buy him a drink later. He'll be fine.
This isn't helping. Trying to be diplomatic, James, is not helping.
Please do call me Jim, though.
Like, if you want to get this started, I'll call you Jim. It's ridiculous.
But, Patrick, I don't want you bearing ill will towards me, especially
Jim.
If we can sort this out like gentlemen. Then I would absolutely love to do it.
There are no gentlemen in this room.
All right. Daggers it is. And I pull my dagger out.
Can I lend you a dagger?
I've
Nobby
got...
runs up Who on does? Black Patty's shoulder and hisses at James.
Nobby? Whoa. Now, what did I do to the rat?
Killed me.
When? Mm. I mean, it can't have been... I can't have killed you. Look at you.
Mm. You just got by a rat.
Okay, so I'm going to give you two some space because I can see that there are some feelings that we are harboring that are not healthy towards an ongoing relationship. So
get
I'm going to
back,
some time.
Patty.
This is great. We'll work it out right
stab
now.
Him.
It'll be fine. And
I prestidigitate some popcorn.
I have a 13 AC.
So I'm guessing a 26 will hit?
Yeah, you graze me.
Did you actually stab him?
Yeah.
Oh.
And the best part is...
This is what happens when you trap us in a city with friendly people for 2 days.
We have to find conflict somewhere.
He's rolling a shitload of dice.
He has sneak damage because he has an ally next to him, Nobby.
Cool.
Who's also attacking.
Does Nobby count as an ally? I mean, I'm
also
there.
I'll just remove Nobby
from
there. Existence.
You're an ally, right?
So he doesn't have advantage
anymore. Oh, no. He resists. He resists being desummoned.
Oh, Nobby.
And he bites James on the nose.
Nobby, that isn't James.
Dealing 17 points of poison damage.
And 20 points of stabbing damage.
I'm still awake, so that's exciting. So what was it? Well, 17 and 20 were the numbers, sorry?
Can I
Okay, Jimmy Jim.
Him?
And I put my hands up. Your turn.
I'm going to step between them.
Okay.
And come on, buddy, you're ruining your new clothes. You're ruining his new clothes that I gave him.
Oh,
James gave
Nobby.
Me.
Someone can mend
and Nobby
them.
Nobby dismisses himself.
I'm glad he got that out of his
where
system.
Where did you stab Jim?
Probably abdomen.
Okay. And you took the dagger back, or is it still in him?
Oh, it's magic. It comes back no matter what.
Well, that's handy.
I'm standing there with my hands in the air. It's your turn. Free stab.
But Gwen is between you two.
Gwen, get out of the way. We're dealing with this like men.
I don't know that you are.
I don't think he really wants to.
Well, like, he asked for this.
He did.
I mean, I think it's really impressive.
We're
and
dealing with it like logical
he's,
men.
He's still standing. I mean, he's still standing. I mean, like, you've made your peace.
No.
Come
he,
on, buddy.
He
come
has
on.
His stab, then I have
well,
mine,
we'll get a
and
drink
his, then
together
mine,
later.
And his,
no,
and
we'll
then...
get a drink later. We'll play stabbies later in a
and,
few
and
beers.
The first person to die loses.
Play stabbies when you got some beer. You don't do a dry, mate. You told me this.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah.
I can stab him if you want.
Now I would pay to see that.
So we're calling teams now? Well, clearly I'm on Patty's
And this
side.
Is how the TPK
this
goes
is, this in. Is not what I expected when I put you in the pacifist village.
I'll start playing my lute so James can heal. So he just starts stabbies again.
I'm going to stand up.
I mean, Jim.
Gingerly. Just make sure that I'm not like bleeding out.
No, I'm healing you, mate. Don't worry. Prestige,
like,
hug.
I'm sorry for these feelings that you're experiencing right now, Patrick, but I sincerely hope that has helped you get over them.
Jimmy Jam, I'm not going to feel good until you stab me.
I can do it for you.
He might be right.
Shut up, Em.
Patrick, we make our own choices, buddy.
Okay.
I roll the stab again.
Oh, Patrick hates you.
I am going to shield the stab.
17 to hit.
I'm going to block the stab and then give Jim my spear and say, go on, you're going to have to poke him or this will never end.
I can do it. Really want to do it.
I'm not stabbing anyone.
You shouldn't stab people.
I don't know why I have to say
stab
that.
Stab your friend, okay, so we can all
How
be friends
we?
And move on.
You can make it clear you shouldn't stab people.
I'm going to stab him again.
It's not okay.
Okay, I'm going to.
All right, can you make a wisdom save for me?
Sure. What's the DC?
The DC is 17.
17, I fail.
Old person.
Okay, well... I'm gonna, is there some booze around? Can I just fill up a cup and put it in? Like, I'm just gonna take the dagger out and put the cup in his hand.
Sure, yeah.
And we're all just gonna walk away and leave him. So he's held.
So you do that and you turn to walk away and you just see that you've been surrounded by the parents, kind of. Some of them are covering the children's eyes. And just looking really confused as to what's going on.
I am sorry.
Just, it's a cultural thing. I can't say.
I'm just gonna pull out my dagger.
They're just sorting out, and you can put that.
Melina,
everyone can.
I really appreciate the support here, but Patrick's going through a lot right now, and he needs to
Please
get it off his chest.
Stop calling him Patrick.
Well, when he stops stabbing
him. Of all the things
that
are happening right now, that's pissing me off the most.
Wow. It's fine. Please, he can release. I have no ill will towards him.
I'm just going to walk up to Patrick.
Now she's saying Patrick.
Slit his throat.
I never thought I would see the day when James and M were on the same team.
All right. We need a ball. We need to play foot the ball until this
foot
is solved.
The ball.
Apparently that's how, you know, that's a manly thing to do.
Prestigitate the ball.
Right. Call teams. We're playing football.
I still go
team
I still go
the
Black Paddy.
M, we're going to play football.
Yeah.
Do you stab Black Paddy?
No, I get my dagger and I just put it up against his cheek. Just give him a light tap.
Naughty.
And say,
am I able to swivel my eyes or are they locked as well?
Activate your laser.
I'm
going to
say you're paralyzed. Yes,
paralyzed? Okay.
I'm just going to say, now we're even. Don't punch me in the face again.
I'm glad that we're all settling this.
Put my dagger away.
We've been hanging on to for seasons.
I get my dagger, put it away, and I let him go.
Okay.
Are we done? Is this done?
Well, I drink my booze. And I throw the cup at him. And then snap my fingers and my dagger returns to my hand. I smile at Jimmy Jam.
I don't know what is going on right now.
And then Nobby appears and also smiles at Jimmy Jam in the exact same threatening way.
Now we're all happy.
All right, let's have a drink.
At last. Huzzah.
And we'll leave it there.
That's the first time I've used my dagger this entire campaign.
Nap, nap.
That is where we will leave our heroes this week. Join us next week to see what happens now that all the dirty laundry and held grudges are cleaned up and dealt with. A big thanks, as always, goes out to Alex Smith for our theme tune and to Matt Garbutt for our character art. Also to Tabletop Audio and Battle Bards for supplementary music used in this episode. If you want to help us out, you can go and like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can go to our home on the web, thatsnotcanon.com, and you can see more about this podcast and more about all of the other podcasts on the network. There are over 30 there now. Almost all of the players are on more than one. So go check that out and subscribe to those as well. As always, I've been Zane C. Weber. Thank you for listening.
Do you enjoy video games, have heard of video games, or perhaps exist in a world where video games also exist? Then we have the podcast for you. Cutscene Saga is the new podcast from That's Not Canon Productions. We focus on the stories and the best bits of all video games, old and new, and discuss them with fans and our regular host, Joe Diskett. So get onto thatsnotcanon.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or any podcatching app to find Cutscene Saga, the new video game podcast for you.